You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Riffage Media Production.
Alicia? Yeah!
And that's the last of it.
It's crazy to think that everything that keeps this place running can be put into a few boxes.
Well, that just means unpacking it will be that much easier.
Yeah.
Once you resign, even though you shouldn't, what are you going to do?
If it's a peaceful resignation, then probably whatever Kevin assigns me to do.
But what if I can get him to see some sense?
If he does, then I'm going to ask to be assigned to the garden. That's what I did when Peter was around, and that's what I enjoyed the most.
I hate that it's come to this.
Me too, but there's not much I can do.
I'll see to it that what you want happens.
I appreciate it, but we have to find them first.
We aren't going to lose this place. We will unpack and rebuild if we have to.
No, I know. That's not the problem. I just... there's something you need to...
Jack, what's the matter?
Shit.
What happened? What happened to her?
Angie, what's going on?
The medical wing. Maybe you didn't think I would, but I heard something.
What did you hear?
I heard...
He saw Alicia.
She's sick, so she's down there to get better, right? It's the flu or something.
You have to understand that I had no idea what was going on until after she changed. I didn't lock her up until she was nearly gone. She told me to... she asked me to shoot her, but I couldn't.
So she's sick sick?
She must be finally turning.
How could you not tell us this?
I didn't fully know what was wrong with her. I locked her down there just in case my worst fears were right, and it seems like they are.
Angie.
She can't get out. Look, I should have told you both about this, but I've made it a mission to find a cure for her. I just haven't yet.
How could you let her back in here after she was bit?
And how did that even happen? She never leaves the SZ.
That's the thing. She wasn't.
That's impossible.
I think it's the air.
What?
I noticed the stream coming from our gas system hasn't been as strong lately, so I started digging through some of the manuals and protocol documents. We don't have any reserves left of the replacement gas, and it's being depleted every day.
Wait, what does this have to do with Alicia? I thought that was to protect against the gas or ward off the sick.
So did I. But what if it isn't keeping the sick out? What if it's keeping us from turning?
That's ridiculous. I haven't turned and I've spent a lot of time outside. So have all the others we ran into.
But you've been to abandoned SZs before, right? Was the system running?
In Richmond. I remember it turning on.
So maybe it just stayed in your system until you got here. Same with the others.
What you're saying, that means...
we'll all turn eventually.
Do the manuals say how to replace the gas? Or where we can find more?
These safe zones were supposed to be interconnected, but many seem to be abandoned or overrun by sick. If there's any here, no one has found it. Our only hope is to find someone who knows where some is, or we'll have to travel to another SZ to find more.
What are we going to do?
The questions.
Huh?
That's why you were asking those questions, wasn't it? That's why you needed to repair the radio tower.
That's why you sent them.
Yes. But it was dumb to think we'd reach anyone who could help that way. Kevin was right. I should have never sent Sarah and Robert out there.
Why didn't you just tell us instead? We could have helped and avoided all of this.
Kevin would have killed Alicia the second I told you all what I thought was happening to her. I couldn't let him do that to her.
You still should have...
I'll never be able to fix what I've done. Gardening is just a fever dream. I'll never be a leader like my brother, but I can try to do what he wasn't able to do and restore the gas.
We have to find more.
I know, but not before I help you both find Sarah and Robert. We'll sneak out on the east side. There's a small bolted door that's painted like the walls. You'd have to know it's there. Once we find them, we'll decide what SC to check and who's going.
Okay.
No one can know about this, okay? Come on.
Wait, right now?
They're distracted. It's the perfect time.
Lead the way.
It's over here, to the left. Keep watch while I unscrew these bolts.
Do you think we'll find her?
I do.
I know they're capable together. I just worry about the distance they had to travel to get back. If they even left.
There's this thing you have inside you when you're a mother. A feeling. An instinct. Something inside you that allows you to know the impossible. Trust me, we are going to find her.
I got it open. Let's go. If they're coming back the way they went, then it'll just be this trailhead. We'll follow it until we see them.
So you knew? The whole time?
I suspected. The night Kit approached us, that's when I knew for sure.
Was that your plan when you got to the chapel? To just start executing us?
We shouldn't discuss this. They might be able...
They have the windows up.
You don't understand, kid. When you're in it, you're in it. If you open your eyes to what's really going on, you'll know that I couldn't take any chances.
He has. He broke me out, so he could go back to the safe zone with me. He wanted out of this fucked up cult.
That kid you killed did too.
I'm sorry he was your friend. But I won't say I'm sorry for what I did. I had Sarah to think about.
Don't you dare say you did that for me.
You don't know what these people are capable of. But your friend here, he should know. He's Liam's initiate, after all.
You're right. I do know. And Sarah has now seen it. That's why I would never willingly walk anyone into a mess like this in the first place.
What did you even think just you and I could achieve?
I thought if I got inside, I'd make her pay for what she's done.
That was careless. I don't know when you were here, but they've grown drastically over the last few years.
I was clearly blinded by my past.
And you know she's immune?
Yes.
Ugh. We all thought if you get bit, that's it for you. I can't believe you wouldn't share this with us.
That information is too dangerous.
Why? How would a little hope be a weapon?
If the wrong people got that information, they would set out to find her. Who knows how many lives would be lost if I had said anything?
Ours almost were. They still could be. You shot our warning call. You got another person killed who was trying to escape. And now there's an army of people on their way to our home. I don't know what's going to happen to you once we get back inside. If we do, just know I cannot vouch for you. I won't.
I will not try to change your mind. Do what you must.
Will your people let us all in?
If we tell them she's immune, and she can possibly give it to others, then...
If she can... what?
If she can give her immunity to other people...
Sarah.
What are you talking about?
Luke told me...
That wasn't supposed to be told to others.
So, they found a way.
I don't know for sure. Liam was bit once, and he never turned. Unless you think immunity could be that common, she had to have done something.
And no one in the guard has ever died?
Right.
They figured it out. They really fucking figured it out.
What are you talking about?
Myra's parents. Before she was the one in charge, they ran everything. After they learned she was immune, they made it their mission to learn how to give it to others.
You told me no one knew what happened to her parents. Maybe she...
I wouldn't put it past her.
Her father died testing one of the cures. I don't know if her mother is still alive.
If she's capable of killing her own mother, what do you think she's capable of doing to us? To our people?
Stay here with the truck. You will know when we're inside and to join us.
Yes, ma'am. I will heed the call when ready.
Hop down. We're walking from here.
Otis has his eyes on us if he sees anything funny.
I guess your haircut doesn't count.
Liam, a battered girl won't do us much good. Save it for later.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let's get going. The congregation awaits, and I'm sure your people will be happy for your return.
Please, you don't have to do this.
I can silence him, ma'am.
Luke, your father would be so disappointed. You should thank God that he was taken before he could see how far you've fallen.
We trusted you. All you've done is lie and kill.
Ugh! Luke! You may silence him now, and the girl, if she decides to keep screaming. You're almost home, little one.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I didn't bring a weapon. No, I was forgetting something.
I brought mine. It's okay.
I'm hoping nothing will come to that, though.
You never know with these scavenger types. They will try anything.
Guys?
Get behind those trees.
My God, how many do you think there are? 100?
At least, but no one is leading them.
What do you mean?
You see the way they're walking? It's just a crowd of people moving. No one in front to lead the way.
I'm not seeing Sarah or Robert either.
What is it?
There's someone trailing them from a short distance. An older woman. Maybe she can't keep up.
She looks like... Is she trying to sneak away?
She keeps checking to make sure no one is looking at her. I think she might be.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna wrap around the backside. The rest of them are too focused and it's too dark to see me.
You're gonna kill that woman?
What? No! I'm just going to talk to her. You two stay put.
We'll come with you.
Angie, let go.
Please, be careful.
Shh. I'm not going to do anything if you don't make a peep. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Right off the path over there.
Tessa, what the fuck?
If I take my hand back, are you going to scream?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If you answer our questions, we'll let you go, okay?
You don't need to point that thing at me.
Have you seen a young girl with an older man? They were traveling to Akron. Please.
I haven't seen them, but we all will soon.
Stop being cryptic! Are they okay or not?
Are you her mother?
What does that matter?
I'm sorry about all of this.
Where are they? And what do you all want?
Your friends are alive. That much I know. Their leader is bringing them to you as a bargaining chip.
Bargaining?
They will take your home, whether you accept it or not. Their leader is not one for compromising.
You keep saying they, as though you're not one of them.
I can no longer bear to watch the sins of my daughter.
Their leader is your daughter?
Our congregation was peaceful. After the bombs, Benjamin and I took it upon ourselves to continue guiding them on the path. But when she was bit, we thought we would perish right along with her. If it hadn't meant eternal damnation, we might have... But then we wouldn't have known.
Your daughter. She's...
protected.
Oh my God.
Benjamin and I believed our sweet girl had been chosen because God knew that we would try to help others. And we did try, and try, and try.
What did you do to her?
We did what we thought we had to. A small sacrifice for the greater good was what we told ourselves. That's why Benjamin let one of those demons take him in the pursuit of the cure.
So it can't be shared.
No, it can. Watching my husband lose himself broke something inside of me. I thought my hope would have left me right along with him, but it had only stoked the flames.
That was your small sacrifice? Your own daughter? You used her like a lab rat!
What I did was find a cure. I'm not sorry for that. I'm only sorry that I was too weak to continue going. She might have really died then. Adira is not the savior we're all waiting for. She will never use her gift to heal anyone. Not after what I've done. Only her guard.
Wait, there are more people coming. Are they with you? It's them!
What have I done?
They have her tied up.
What have I done?
They're here.
They have arrived. Everyone get to your stations and hold. The front line of defense will align the gates. I will be joining them. The rest of you await your signals. I believe in all of you to strike and to defend our people. They only get one warning to turn around and go back the way they came from.
Are we just gonna let them do this?
We wait until there's chaos. Then we try to make our move.
It'll be too late.
Silence.
We've arrived. Not the pearly gates, but promising all the same.
Adira? Ma'am? Please, there are children and families in there. We can figure something out.
I won't be doing anything. Everyone will have a fair chance to choose to walk in the light or remain in the dark. All in time. You may give the signal. As you all know, today we set in motion the first step toward completing the prophecy. These safe zones were promised to me and my people. These new homes were shown to me to be the centers of a great new world. A world that will usher in together. You are all safe with me.
Jane, return to the group now.
I always hoped you would grow out of this. Benjamin and I never liked you for her.
You're only here because of her mercy. I'm surprised to hear you question her choices.
You believe she has chosen you? My poor boy. You are blinded.
She has chosen me in more ways than you could ever know.
Enough! Jane, I spared you before, but I won't make the same mistake twice.
My friends, my family, I apologize for my cowardice. I have held this secret long enough. My shame has been too great. But it is time you all know the truth. There is a cure. But your leader...
Silence.
Jack! Tessa!
Not another step.
Leave them alone!
What that woman was telling you was the truth. There is a way to stop people from getting sick, and your leader will never share it with you.
No matter how many times she said you'll be protected, it isn't the truth.
You will both regret ever opening your mouths.
Drop your weapons! Now!
We moved the second we saw Robert and Sarah.
Thank you, Kevin.
Step away from the girl.
What are you waiting for? Eliminate them!
Step away now. Come on.
This isn't the way.
Are you okay?
Yeah. We're okay.
The key, asshole. We left to come find you guys. I'm so sorry you found us first.
Who's the guy with the covered up face?
Oh. This is Luke. He helped me break out. We were on our way home before we got caught.
I'm Jack, and I owe you one.
Thank you for saving us.
You're the voice from the radio. You knew what I was after from my questions, didn't you? You knew where we were, in a safe zone, all along.
The undeserving are always after something. Those who are worthy do not want for anything.
Do you know what's happening? Do you understand that you could do more good than you realize? It's not just the bitten who need to be worried.
Whatever has happened, and will happen, is part of his plan. I was not meant to interfere. All in time. Do not listen to their nonsense. I am your leader. Your soul belongs to me.
She saved her lover boy here after he was bit. Do you really think she would do that for all of you too? You've lost, Myra. It's okay, though.
You can still help. We know you went through some terrible things when you were younger, but you can make a difference. Join us to protect these people, even more than we could ever do ourselves.
Liam, it's time.
Are you sure, ma'am?
Yes. Together.
Together.
I guess all that walking made her thirsty.
That's not water.
For her.
Liam, Luke!
No!
You can't save him! He's gone.
My God.
You're home now.
Lower your weapons, everyone. Joe, go open the gates.
Thank you again for coming to our aid. I don't know what would have happened.
Sure. You know, this doesn't change anything.
Here. It's my resignation.
Maybe I could have...
I have another purpose now. That role wasn't meant for me. I think Peter would agree.
Okay. Thank you for handing this in. What now? All these people can't stay here. There's no room.
By the size of the group, I'd say about half can be integrated. The other half will come with me.
Go with you? To where?
We have to find another SZ, an inhabited one. There's something that needs to be taken care of. But you'll hear from us soon.
Do you need supplies? Weapons?
I think they have that covered.
Okay. Well, until next time.
Until next time.
Are you okay, Luke?
I'll be okay. With a little bit of time.
We'll find you a room inside. No more of that cult sh-
Tessa.
You'll be comfortable with us. I promise.
Thank you.
I just resigned. But I think what he just saw, how everything was handled, something may have changed with him.
Well, I'll talk to him about-
No need. These people need a home, and there isn't room for everyone. Half of them are coming with me.
Wait, where are you going?
We're going to travel to another SC.
For what you told us earlier?
We found them. Now I can move on.
But-
I'll go with you, Angie.
You know you don't have to.
I think it's best I do.
Well, I could use the help. Thanks, Robert. This is it for now. You'll hear from me again very soon. I promise. Robert?
Wait! I want to come with you.
Jack? After all this, you're just going to leave?
I'm sorry. I know you just got back, and I've been worried sick over it. But I keep thinking back to us talking about what we want to do. Our purpose. For me, I think this is it.
What if I don't leave again? What if I stay put? Inside the walls. Someone else can go on these missions. Will you stay?
You're always going to want to make a difference that way. If someone's in trouble, I know who you are and what you'll do to stop it. Maybe now, the timing just isn't right. We're finding ourselves, and I think what we've been put on this earth to do at this specific moment in time isn't aligning with the two of us.
If this is what you really want, I won't stand in your way. I've left when you were here, and that wasn't fair to you. I can't hold you back either.
A lot rides on this. And like she said, you'll hear from us really soon. Okay?
Okay.
Once we find a safe zone, I'll be back. Bye, Sarah.
Bye, Jack. Please, be careful.
Have a soda for me when you get back inside.
Come on. I know what you all just witnessed was traumatic. What you all believed just vanished before your eyes. But trust me, a brighter future and a new home is in store for all of you. Half of you are coming with me to find a new safe zone, and half will join the one before you. If you can continue to travel and don't have children, please come with me to Pittsburgh.
The Day Everything Changed is a Riffage Media production, created by me, Lane Fortenberry. Season 3, written by Lane Fortenberry and Zariah Leva. Sarah, voiced by Jasmine Anderson. Tessa, voiced by Jillian Bellrose. Jack, voiced by Benjamin Glassman. Angie, voiced by Zariah Leva. Robert, voiced by Jaden Compuesto. Kevin, voiced by Carter Peterson. Adira, voiced by Lee Eaton. Liam, voiced by Barrett Villarreal. Luke, voiced by Samuel Swafford. Gabby, voiced by Giselle Kowalski. Jane, voiced by Julia Rodriguez. Colin and Otis, voiced by Travis Odom. Asher, voiced by Derek Minifield. Otis's initiate, voiced by Jeremy Thomas. Music by Caleb Broussard and Michael Gay.
Done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.